USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As we head into the Labor Day weekend, several major airlines are promising to deliver better customer service, especially if they can't deliver you to your destination on time, including providing meals and hotel rooms to those passengers stranded by significant flight delays or cancellations. President Biden's divisionary rhetoric in front of the nation Thursday has many Americans speaking up against Biden's leadership struggles. Republican House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
This is the record of Joe Biden. This is the record of a Democrat control in Washington. Yet instead of trying to bring our country together to solve these challenges, President Biden has chosen to divide, demean, and disparage his fellow Americans. Why? Simply because they disagree with his policies. That is not leadership.
USA Radio News.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief hotline now. Call 800-950-0099. 800-950-0099. That's 800-950-0099.
The August jobs report from the Labor Department on Friday revealed employers added 315,000 jobs last month despite a sputtering economy, but the unemployment rate jumped to 3.7%. A lawsuit has hit the mostly partisan January 6th commission.
Republican Pennsylvania gubernatorial candidate Doug Mastriano is suing the House Special Committee investigating the January 6th assault on the U.S. Capitol. Mastriano, a state senator, filed a complaint in federal court Thursday challenging the legality of the panel's ability to compel witnesses to sit for depositions. Central to this issue is the fact that this committee lacks a ranking minority member or any members designated by the minority party, the suit reads. Mastriano's lawyers assert they are not questioning the legality of the committee or its ability to issue subpoenas. Rather, they say that without a ranking Republican member, the committee cannot guarantee witnesses being deposed a fair hearing. From the Gulf Coast Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
USA Radio News.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.
Excessive heat warnings are in place for a large portion of the southwestern United States. The late summer heat wave is forecast to send temperatures soaring past 100 degrees Fahrenheit in California, Nevada, and Arizona. In the desert southwest, temperatures well over 110 are forecast. Friday, Death Valley is projected to hit 125 degrees. Pennsylvania Republican gubernatorial nominee Doug Mastriano calls out President Biden on Newsmax, saying that Biden has nothing to offer the residents of the Keystone State, and reminds America, Democrats pushed the defund the police movement, and Democrats called violence by their followers mostly peaceful.
And here we go again. You know, Democrat dog whistles there. And I'd like him and his party to condemn the summer of love in 2020, where there's billions of dollars of damage to mostly peaceful protests, you know, amplified by their ridiculous comments by the left-wing media. And about 20-some deaths across the nation here. We remember what happened in Seattle and in Philadelphia. The Democrat Party is not the party of law and order. My opponent is the Attorney General of Pennsylvania. He's been in that seat for 6 years. He can't run on that record, so he has to devolve to juvenile name-calling. On his record, 37% crime has gone up.
Labor Day is still celebrated in cities and towns across the United States with parades, picnics, barbecues, firework displays, and other public gatherings. For many Americans, particularly children and young adults, it represents the end of summer and the start of the back-to-school season. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.